Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today. How's that beef consumer change in recent years? Season Solorio talks about that with us today in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Wednesday, October 16th at 10 a.m., we will be in Woodward at the High Plains Technology Center, where 68 tracts in Woodward, Dewey, Major, Harper, Woods, and Ellis counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
When you're investing dollars into marketing, it's important to understand who you're marketing to, what the consumer is like today, not 5 or 10 years ago. Season Solorio with us today from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They're one of the contractors to the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. And she says consumer research is important to understanding where the consumer is at today in their lifestyle.
You know, one of the big things that we have seen change with the consumer is we're starting to move much more into an audio world, which is great for your listeners, right? Something we've always done in the ag industry. But consumers today are using more and more voice search. So they're, instead of typing into their phone in Google, a lot of times they're voice searching on Google and or asking Siri to give something to them. Mm-hmm. That has also then translated into the rapid emergence of smart speakers, Google Home and Amazon Alexa as two of the largest brands. So what we've done through the Checkoff is then find ways to bring that beef information into those platforms. We launched Chuck Knows Beef, which is the first all-knowing beef virtual assistant, and you can access him through Amazon Alexa or Google Home. You don't even have to have the smart speaker. You can actually access it through those apps on your smartphone, and you can have a verbal conversation that will answer all of your questions about beef.
We heard a lot, and there was a lot of conversation about trying to coordinate all the websites mm-hmm. into that one single website, beefiswhatsfordinner.com. Has that been a success?
That has been a huge success, and we're very, very pleased with the results of that. We relaunched that website in October 2017, so it hasn't even been 3 years yet, and since then, we've had more than 20 million visitors to that website. That represents more than a 90% increase in website traffic of all of those different websites that were previously individually managed. On average, people are spending a lot of time on page, anywhere from a minute and a half to 3 minutes. It really depends on which pages. We know that 95% of the site traffic is recipes, cuts, and cooking information, that product information. But the time on page actually increases on the nutrition section and the raising beef section. That tells us that while that draws fewer consumers, they're spending more time there with more complex topics. So again, meeting the lot of different needs that we have of our consumer today through one website.
What have you learned from consumers about Chuck?
We've learned that consumers love Chuck. Every time we do a focus group or we're at an event and we're showing consumers, they really, really love him. But we're also finding that when we launch Chuck, there's just, if you go to chuckknowsbeef.com, you have to type in a question, right? What we're finding is a lot of consumers almost overthink that. They don't necessarily have a burning beef question on their mind all the time, even though we believe they do because we live in our beef bubble. So instead, what we're looking at is a facelift of Chuck, where it would actually serve you up a series of what we're calling tiles, essentially boxes. So when you go to chuckknowsbeef.com, it would say, you can type in a question here, or you can click here to get more information about cuts, about recipes, about cooking, or even about raising beef. So it'll look much more similar to beefitswhatsfordinner.com, our website, which is actually where he pulls all the information from, and then kind of prompt consumers rather than just expecting that they come up with a question from scratch.
Season Solorio talking about today's consumers and how the beef industry is trying to intersect with them, and in many cases, at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is a service of ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.